Big Hurt Weird Adventures.
And welcome to a brand new episode of Big Heckin' Weird Adventures. I am one half of the Adventures crew, guys. It's just me here today, the podcast prince. I know I have many aliases, but this is the one I'll be going by as I was dubbed it by the great brother Matty G and the good brother Bones. And I am back with a short, brief little episode just to talk to you guys about some of the news that's going on in pop culture, a lot of geeky stuff, a lot of cool stuff, a lot of stuff I've been doing. Big Heck is going to be away for a while, so I'll be stepping up a little bit more in putting episodes out solo or with a guest, depending on the vibe, how it goes, how we feel. Or even Big Heck might make an appearance now and then. He's very busy doing outside stuff. He's working on, you know, school stuff. Let's be real here. The guy is busting his butt right now. Very proud of you, brother. Keep doing your thing. I am here. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to talk to you guys about some cool stuff that's going on or things that have been popping up in pop culture. So first off, let's start with a few pickups. Usual stuff where, you know, we'll break the ice with that. We haven't done this in a while. So pickups wise, I've made a few stops at Zap Comics here and there, picking up a ton of comics. It's gotten to the point where I lose track of the comics I've been picking up. It's so many every week, basically. On the Pops front, I was able to get one of the many, and there are so many Miles Morales Pops for the PS4 game. I was able to pick up the Advanced Suit one, which I believe is a comic store exclusive because it had the little PX logo on it, PX Previews or whichever one, I forget the name of it. I'll be posting a picture of it on the Instagram after this episode is dropped or before. You guys will see it because this episode is dropping on a Saturday. So let's get into the news a little bit. Let's talk about a few things. Let's clean up. Let's speak. So the first thing I want to touch on is WandaVision. Now, I'm not going to go too in deep with it. The series finale was yesterday or today as of this recording. And man, was it something. I really, really enjoyed the episode. I feel it met my expectations of what was delivered. We didn't get the whole, you know, what everyone thought of special appearances and, you know, major things, but the little details that Marvel did with WandaVision have let us know like Phase 4 is going to be very, very important. Key stars of the show, again, I'm going to say this now, the key stars of the show are Elizabeth Olsen, who played an amazing Wanda Maximoff. She's been playing her for years, and I feel this just elevated her to that next level. And if she's not up for some type of award next year, it's a travesty. It's a shame because she poured her heart and soul into this show. Catherine Hahn, who played Agnes the Neighbor, aka Agatha Harkness. Yes, guys, Agatha Harkness. Sorry, it's a little bit of a spoiler. Come on. As soon as I said Agatha, you started singing Agatha All Along in your head. It's been stuck in my head for 2 weeks. Let's be real here. Possibly more. And I've played it so much. The pup. Oh, did I mention I got a puppy? For those that don't know, my beautiful girlfriend and I just got I call it a fur baby. We have a new fur baby within the Wade Cave or the Adventure Cave or the castle. I don't know what to call it. We'll come up with a cool name for the house for now. But we recently picked up a puppy and her name is Rhea. And we named her after Rhea Ripley, one of our favorite WWE superstars right now currently. It got to the point where we posted pictures and tagged her and said, we named the dog after you. And she loved it. We legit cannot wait until there is a time where we can have the two Rhea's meet somehow, which would be awesome. I can't wait to do that. That's going to be something really cool to do. But back to WandaVision. Let's talk about that again. Let's talk about a little more. So Catherine Hahn was astounding. Can we talk about how she played a minor league role and then blew up? And the thing is, she's done this before. She's made these surprise appearances and turned the whole game around because she did it before in the animated version or an animated form in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, where she played surprise Doc Ock. In an alternate universe, she's a female. It's a female character. Very dope, very cool. I cannot wait to see what Phase 4 has lined up. I'm not going to go too deep into it because as of this recording, as you are listening to this, later on this evening, that's right, Saturday evening, for the Blurdshire, we'll be having a Blurred party. That's right, a Blurred party. We've done several appearances on it. This is our third. This will be our third appearance. Big Heck and Wade will be there to rep for us, you know, rep for the fourth wall, rep for everybody. And we will have an amazing time with For the Blurdshire. Shout out to RJ, Trey, and Jay. Follow For the Blurdshire. Follow the Silver Sight. Follow Maximum Spider. Follow Hero Harrison Talk. All amazing stuff. Those guys are dope. Love them. Can't wait to talk WandaVision, amongst other special guests. I believe from what's been told to me about this, all the guests they've had that have been on WandaVision episodes will be together in one big party. It's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a lot of talking heads in the room. So stay tuned for that. We will be posting when it will be taking place, where to go check it out. It's probably going to be on Twitch, YouTube, anywhere you can see it. It's going to be a video podcast, guys. So I want you to tune in and enjoy it. It's going to be really, really fun. On that note, let's move on to the next bit of Marvel news. Now, this dropped last week, and I'm telling you, Marvel likes to play these little games with us, you know, bust our chops a little bit, say it's going to be this, it's going to be that. But it was announced by, I hope I'm saying his name right, Jacob Batalon, Zendaya. God, I know I'm going to get corrected on this. And Tom Holland were playing around with the titles of what the new Spider-Man movie was going to be called. We got like Spider-Man Home Slice was one of the titles that was put out, among others. So eventually we got to the title of the movie, and the name of the movie is Spider-Man No Way Home. And it will officially be dropping on Christmas Day. Cannot wait to see this. I know it's the holiday season. I know we've all been stuck in the house. I know we've all been busy. But if there's a chance to go see this movie, I'm going to get dressed. I might even go in my little Christmas jammies. I might throw on a Spider-Man onesie that I got. Yes, I have an adult Spider-Man onesie. And go to my local theater and check this out, man, because I am a huge Spider-Man fan, as a lot of people know. And I cannot wait to see what Tom Holland has planned. There were little teases within the little teaser trailer. If you look at the board, because it was drawn on a board, the title, and it had little icons of things, like stuff that ties into WandaVision. So, Phase 4, you're looking very interesting. And I want to see what you got coming. I think it's Black Widow first. I think Black Widow is the first Phase 4 release. And then Spider-Man's the second or third, depending when Eternals comes out. So we'll have to see. I'll have to do my research again and check it out and see when these movies come out. All I know is Spider-Man will be coming out Christmas. So that's a win for me. The next bit of action that we got, the next bit of little news that we've received is, let's switch over into another streaming service, which was recently announced, and I'm okay with it. Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus just put out an announcement that a lot of our favorite shows that were on Nickelodeon will be getting either revived in different ways or live action versions. So the first show that was announced is we are going to get, one, a Fairly Odd Parents, the live action series. I don't know why this was an idea. I don't know who was like, let's make it a live action series. But okay, cool beans, I guess. But it is what it is. But the big talk, the big thing that was popped up over the week was the Rugrats are coming back and they're going to be revived in CGI form. Now, we posted pictures on our Instagram at Big Heck Wait Adventures. We posted the full video of it on our Twitter at Big Heck Wait ADV. And it's cool. I mean, it does look a little bit like some PS2 graphics. People have said that. I've seen it. It looks a little suspect, but they have the original voice cast back, which is a great thing to hear. You know, a lot of these revivals and reboots do it and they bring back all the characters, but use different voice actors who can sound similar to the OGs. But they said, nah, we're going to get the original cast. We're going to bring everybody back and we're going to have fun with it. I just want to know where the timeline is in this. Because from what we saw, we only saw the originals. You know, we saw Tommy, Chucky, Phil and Lil, Susie, and Angelica. Will Dill be there? Where will Chucky's stepsister be there? These are questions I have, and I want to see if they eventually do come up, or this is just a complete reboot and it changes everything and goes back to the way it was. I was cool with Dill. I like Dill. Dill was a cool character. But neither here nor there, we will wait and see, and it will be dropping later this year on Paramount Plus. Speaking of Nickelodeon also made a huge announcement that they are launching Avatar Studios, a division designed to create multiple animated series and movies based on Avatar: The Last Airbender. The first project that they said was announced is going to be an untitled animated theatrical film set in the universe. So for all my Avatar fans out there, let's not rehash or think about the M. Night Shyamalan Basura movie. This is strictly for the Avatar fans. This is for you. This is something they wanted to do. They tried to have a deal with Netflix. It didn't work out. So they said, okay, we'll just make our own studio and do it ourselves. Nickelodeon will probably take us. And look what happened. Nickelodeon and Avatar Studios is coming soon. We have some more Marvel announcements, which I just found out. Kevin Feige has said that some of the Netflix MCU characters or Marvel characters will be making their way or popping up into the MCU one way or another. Don't know if WandaVision is the reason this is happening, but there's rumors speculating that Charlie Cox, aka Daredevil, will be popping up in Spider-Man No Way Home. Jessica Jones may be in She-Hulk. Luke Cage may pop up, but no word of Iron Fist. Because let's be real here, I'm gonna tell you the truth, Iron Fist was garbage, pure gutter trash. Out of all the shows within the Netflix Marvel universe, whatever we're gonna call it, this is one of the worst shows, and it really had a lot of issues. There was so much wrong with it. They made a strong female character, I forget her name, not Misty Knight. Misty Knight was great, but I forget the female character's name. I don't want to Google right now. I'm just going to go into it. A very strong female character. She was a female lead. She was the female lead. Made her very weak and damsel in distress the second season, and that's not who the character is. She showed how badass she was in the first season. Why is it they have to change her now and make her a weakling and she's not able to do the things she was able to do? I mean, they're saying it's for character development. I didn't feel it was character development at all. I feel it kind of hindered the character, or even better yet, watered them down. Eventually, I'm going to figure out who this character is and I'll probably rehash it later on. Let's see. Some other announcements. Loki's coming out again. Loki and Falcon and the Winter Soldier, you guys have a lot to live up to. WandaVision set the mark for y'all. Let's see if y'all can keep the pace going. And at least, shout out to Disney Plus, you are giving me and everyone in the Marvel community a break for a week before you start Falcon and Winter Soldier. You're going to give us a little time. Let us process everything. Let us get our heads in check after the, wow, what an episode. That series finale of WandaVision, which I'm waiting to hear back from Big Heck. He hasn't watched it yet because he's going to watch it with the missus. And he will give us his thoughts on it when we pop up on For the Blurcher. I know he will. He has a lot of thoughts. The guy is deep, amazing. The mind never stops running with him. And when he talks about it and when we get to it, it's going to be fun. What else is going on? There's a lot of news. Oh, a new Superman film is in the works with Tinashe Coates, who I know is a very well-known author. I know him from writing Black Panther and also writing Captain America at a certain point. I don't know if he writes anymore. I haven't read Captain America and Black Panther in such a long time. But he's going to write the script along with J.J. Abrams set as the producer. Now, it's going to be a Black Superman. A lot of people are saying this is Earth 2 Superman. I am very intrigued by it. On our Instagram page, George Jimenez Art, who is an amazing artist who's done a lot of work for DC, has posted a picture of, what's his name from Black Panther? Oh man, not Killmonger. His name, he was Killmonger. Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan as Superman. He's talked about he would love to play the character. I think he can handle it. He's a very good actor. He was one of people's sexiest men alive. So come on now. Eye candy for everybody. And he gets to be Superman. It's a win for everybody. And the dude loves anime. So win for him. Win for him indeed. I can't wait for that movie. But I want to close with some cool news that we've been seeing over the past couple of days. I know you've been paying attention to our social media and pretty much any social media outlet that's been talking about it. Zack Snyder's Justice League is coming out in 2 weeks, literally 2 weeks away. And Snyder's been putting out little teaser trailers of everything. Like, he put out a Mother Box trailer on Sunday. And as of this recording today, he dropped Superman. So Superman has a trailer, a little mini trailer, and some posters, which are on our Instagram and Twitter. And the day before that, he did Batman. So we had a little Batman trailer, which is pretty cool. We saw a lot of Bat stuff involving both characters. I think tomorrow's probably going to be, if he doesn't do it tomorrow, Monday would be Wonder Woman. We're going to get more characters as the week progresses, until we get to that final date of March 18th. I, for one, am very excited to see Snyder's cut. I know it is 4 hours long, guys. I know it is. It's going to be a marathon. I have told the missus. I have told the puppy, even though the puppy doesn't understand me. I need 4 hours to myself. No disturbances, no nothing. Give daddy his space. Let him have some smart food popcorn, couple bottles of water, maybe a delicious Crystal Ice. You know, keep it lavish, keep it simple, keep it smooth, and just enjoy myself and immerse myself in this movie, because Joss Whedon, and this is where the explicit tag comes in again, you're a piece of shit. Inside the film industry and out, we know what you did. We know how you've handled things, and you butchered and bastardized what Zack Snyder put out. You tried to make it Avengers Age of Ultron, which, I'm sorry, again, sidebar, WandaVision fixed a lot of the mistakes that Whedon made, and it makes the movie tolerable. Not good, tolerable. Age of Ultron is the weakest of the Avengers movies. We all know that. It's common knowledge. But back to what I was saying. I'm very excited for this movie. A lot of stuff that we were supposed to see in the original Justice League cut got put on the cutting room floor, and Zack Snyder said, oh, I'm giving you everything. You want a dark side? Giving them to you. You want to see Steppenwolf the way he's supposed to be? Giving it to you. You want to see beheadings and people getting gutted and stabbed and fire and Wonder Woman doing great things and not being used as a sexualized object. Yeah, Whedon, you did it again. Fuck off. Don't disrespect Wonder Woman ever again. I'm glad they took Batgirl from you, because if you would have disrespected her, would have been a wrap for you. Trash. Pure gutter trash. But let me not be so negative, Nancy, here. Justice League was a movie I saw with a good friend of mine, a good brother, and we enjoyed what we saw, certain parts, not everything. We were so excited for the Snyder Cut once it was announced, and we knew it was coming. All the speculation, all the build, all everybody saying it doesn't exist, it's not a real thing, there is no real Snyder Cut, to now have it be where it exists. There's a trailer, there's footage, there's so much stuff out there. It's undeniable. Once he put the date out last year that it was coming, here we are. It's here. It's going to be here very soon. I cannot sit down and wait to watch it in the comfort of my own home. I know it's going to be released in theaters as well, but I'm not at that journey yet. I'm going to stay home and watch it in my house and just chill out, man. You know, enjoy the vibes. Again, we will probably do a review of it. I'm going to try to get Big Heck here. I may even call the for the Blurcher gang and have them pop on for a special guest episode. I may have different people coming. I don't know. I'm going to speak it out and see what happens. So stay tuned for that episode, guys. It's going to come soon. I'm going to give a full Justice League review and we're going to talk about it. So it's going to be fun. I can't wait. I feel I've rambled on a lot. It was a cool episode, guys. Let's see. Let's knock out the business stuff. We are part of an amazing, lavish network titled The Fourth Wall Pop Network. We like to hashtag make it pop with such amazing shows as the one you're currently listening to right now, New Normal Wrestling, which I am also a part of, with the good brother Matty G and the good brother Bones. There is Pop Sports Shorts. There is Jeffrey's Toy Yard. There's some other shows in the works that I can't really go too detailed into. I know they're coming. And The Crossroads. Shout out to Diamond Dave. Brother, you're crushing it. One of the few shows here we have where it's a one-man show. I don't know how you do it, bro. You kill it every time. Shout out to Bun, your little Juniper. I hope I'm saying her name right. Your bunny's name right. Hold on. Before I move on to the next state of business, New Normal Wrestling. I had a very fun, very cool, very dope interview with one half of the C-Stars, Dummy XO. You can check it out. We're available on all podcast streaming platforms. That's Spotify. You want Spotify, you got it. You got Apple Podcasts. You got Google Podcasts. You even have Anchor. Also, with Anchor, if you want to make a donation to the Fourth Wall Pop Network, a dollar. I know it's tough times, guys. If you want to make a dollar donation, that'd be great. We appreciate it. I appreciate it. It helps the network. It helps us grow. It helps us get bigger and better and move on to cool stuff, to do cool stuff when the world is a little bit more and less chaotic. Also, as I'm recording, I'm sipping some of this lavish, delicious Brickhouse Power Coffee. Hold on, let me get a little sip while I'm on air. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I need that. Get you some of this. Go to BrickhousePowerCoffee.com. Use the 10% off code. That's right. You get 10% off if you use the code Big Heck Wade 10. That's BIGHECWADE 10. And you will get 10% off your order. Tell them Big Heck and Wade sent you. I had to get another sip of that. That was really good. We also have a T Public store. Yes, I did it. I said it. I did it right. Heck can't get mad. Nobody can get mad. I said it right. We have a T Public store. where you can get all the logos of everyone who's a favorite on the Fourth Wall Pop Network. If you want a mask, you can get it. If you want a mouse pad, you can get it. If you want stickers, you can get them. Anything your heart desires is on that site. Go check out tpublic.com/fourthwallpop and you can get all your merch there. Any shout outs? Anything I'm missing? Oh, okay. Yeah, there's another one. If you would like to follow us on social media, we are available on Instagram at Big Heckweight Adventures. Also, if you'd like to follow the network we are a part of, at Fourth Wall Pop Network. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, it's at Big Heck Wade ADV. If you'd like to follow me by myself, I have an Instagram and a Twitter. They're both at Wade Olson. If you'd like to follow me on TikTok, I do random TikToks. I post pictures of the puppy. So if you want to see cuteness besides my lavish face, you can see puppies. Yay. Also, probably there's going to be an Instagram coming for the puppy, so I'll probably plug that here too. Let's see, what else? Oh, she's going to kill me anyway. Doesn't matter. Do yourself a favor. Do you like HHN? For those of you who don't know what HHN is, it's Halloween Horror Nights. If you like horror movies, do you like horror movies? I do. I dabble a little bit. It's got to be the lights on. I'm sorry. I'm a chicken shit. It's got to be with the lights on. I'm going to say this on record. It's not a bias. It's the truth to me. So whatever I say, it is what it is. If you would like to listen to one of the best, the most amazing podcasts led by two females, I need you to, after you're done listening to me ramble on a little bit, go look up The Scream Queens. They are an amazing podcast. I know them personally. My better half is one co-host, and one of my very good friends is the other co-host, Jess and Cece. This one's for you. I hope you like it. I hope I did a good job with, you know, blowing you up. Please check out their podcast. I just did an amazing episode about a horror icon. I know I'm probably going to get ragged on for saying certain things right or wrong. Please go check them out. It's a very cool podcast. I actually, you know what? Let's be real here. For those of you who have listened before, I have been a guest, not I think like twice. Yeah, three times actually on their podcast. Guys, do me a favor. There's an episode coming for me. I'm like I ranked in the ones and twos. They're coming for me. They're trying to knock me off my pedestal. And you know my ego, I hate to be knocked down a peg every now and then. Oh man, but I'm rambling on, guys. I'm gonna end this one. It was fun. Man, it was good to be back on the mic talking geeky stuff. As much as I love talking wrestling, talking that geeky stuff is so much fun. I love you guys. We'll see you next week with a brand new episode of Big Heck and Wade Adventures. I'm the podcast, Prince Wade Olson, and I'm going to end this one the way we usually do, with a peace, a salute, and we're out. Later.